Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
Mafia was talking to his hot wife, and he didn't know that the mic was still on. And he had like one of those, forgot the mic was on moments. And he was talking to his hot wife, and he's like, this guy's talking about his ass again, like on the radio, all over the Southern Hemisphere. He's talking about fire hoses in his tuchus, talking about you could eat dinner off of it. I mean, there's something wrong with him. I heard him talking to her. And then I kept my mouth shut. And I'm like, she was like, what's wrong with him? And he's like, I don't know. There's something wrong with him. He's crazy. He's always talking about this stupid bidet. And I'm just like, okay, you guys can all make fun of me. I told you, when these chicks gave me that gift as a joke, they gave it to me as a joke. And then the joke's on them. Because, like, first of all, Gunner tried it. He's not man enough to do it. He's like, this thing sucks. And I'm like, you don't know what you're doing. I said, come in here and I'll show you how to do it. He's like, I'm not coming in there. And I said, look, I'll keep my shorts on. I'll show you the move you have to make. Because you gotta sit down normal on the header. And then you have to turn it on. And it increases in power. Like, the spray is like a fire hose. So it comes out, soft, and then it turns into rock star status. I mean, it goes right into high end, like 100 mile an hour spray. And you have to be able to bend your body forward like a catcher, like you would drop the ball in front of you. So you have to lean forward like this. If you're on the YouTube Sports Grid Radio right now, you can see me do this. If you just lean forward like you were picking up a ball in front of home plate, if you just lean forward a little and rise up in the back, I mean, it goes in there. Mafia, like, it goes in there, like, you know, I mean, it is no joke. Like, a 5-alarm fire that your dad's putting out in the Bronx. I mean, they're in there with, like, the hose. I mean, this thing's coming, like, it comes in so hard. And by the time I am done, I'm like, Moon River, yeah. And it is just so fantastic. So the first thing I did in Cali was look up how much they cost so I could buy one. I was like, I got to get one of these. I used to come down from because it was upstairs in this mansion, and I'd come down from that thing, and I would do 3 or 4 a day. She'd be like, what's he doing up there? And I'm like, I'm up there yamming up with this bidet. You have no idea, man. I am taking out years of frustration in the bathroom, and I've had 4 tuchus surgeries over the years. Howard Stern and I both had the same thing, fissures. Not a pleasant experience. I had 4 surgeries, man. I sit on butt pillows. You think I'm kidding? Look, I have it all going, man. I mean, I take care of my tuchus. And Mafia knows, when I sat at the Meadowlands, I had nothing but problems. I ended up bringing my, I brought my butt pillow there. You know, that's gone now, Mafia. Remember I brought it there? And that's gone again.
Yes, I do remember that. Yeah. You had the one last year, and then COVID hit, and it was left there, and it disappeared. Now you brought the other one because you lost the first one, and now we're not there.
That one's gone.
Now you did it from home, yeah.
I'll never see that one again. The one that you got me is stolen. So I only have one left. So anyway, here's the deal. I got this thing, and it is the greatest thing ever. I mean to tell you. And I got the cheap one. I got like this, you know, portable one you put on, and it's supposedly, you know, low end. It's not like the one I'm talking about, the 5,000, or they have ones for 2,500. I got this thing. It's dirt cheap. We welcome our radio affiliate, Sirius XM channel 204, Mightier 1090 in San Diego near Tijuana. Do you wanna? Sports Map Radio. What up, H-Town? Sports Byline USA. D-Pack and the boys up in the Bay Area. And of course, Armed Forces Radio. Hoorah, soldier. Hoorah. It's Pharrell on a bench. Mafia's running it. So anyway, I got this thing, and it's just fantastic. I'm telling you, I do like two a day. I'm in there a little dabble, do you? I go and do it. Gunner's not man enough to do it. Chopper tried it in Cali. She's like, it is pretty kick-ass. 34C, she doesn't even, I don't even think she goes to the bathroom. Like, I don't even know. Like, chicks don't go as much as guys. I know that. Like, but I go, I mean, just, I set world records. Mafia knows it's true. I'm constantly yamming up. I'll be at work. For years, he's worked with me, like, forever, and he knows I'll be like, listen, I gotta go drop, trowel, I'll be back. And he knows it's just constant problem. And then I roll with baby wipes. I roll everywhere I go. My work bag, I got baby wipes. In my basketball bag, I got baby wipes for, you know, if I have to go to the header. The problem is gonna be if I ever have to go to the bathroom anywhere else and there, I'm not gonna have the bidet. So you go like here or to this place or to that place or to the gym or wherever else. If you ever notice at the gym, I belong to this really expensive gym. Mafia knows, but they use like sandpaper toilet paper. It's like that cheap. Like everyone uses the cheapest toilet paper at every restaurant, every bar, every gym. They got like the Scott tissue with the roll that lasts forever. But it's like, it's literally like, you know, school newspaper. It's like school paper, like you were at school. I can't have it. I need a bidet that I can take with me in my work bag wherever I go and plop it on the toilet and spray my tuchus.
There are 24 hours in every day,
1,440 minutes,
86,400 seconds, and we still have trouble squeezing all this glorious
sports talk in.
Have you thought about maybe sleeping less?
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
So, Mafia, what did you think of Baez tonight, the game he played for the Mets in their win over the Marlins?
I thought he was huge for them. I mean, this guy is someone they brought in, and you know, I know right now they have to do a new deal if they really want to keep him long term. But from what he was saying, and before he got traded, it seems like the Mets were the only place he really wanted to go because he wants to play with Lindor, and we know he has that big deal. So if you get these guys signed, I mean, he could definitely be a corner piece. This guy came in and hit that no-doubter on Saturday, just crushed that ball, the home run today. He hits one that's, you know, it's not even one that's like left over the middle of, you know, the plate, and he just crushes it like he did Saturday. This is one where it was down and away. He reaches out, gets it, and hits it opposite field. That's how good a hitter he is. And then the great play at the plate, the just natural instincts and the ability that it takes to make that play where he makes a slide for the second run and dead to rights, getting it tagged, pulls a swim move while sliding and managed to avoid the tag and get in clean. It's a great game for him. You know, he's done really well so far to start his Mets tenure. We'll see if he can keep it up and some of these other guys can, you know, follow suit here and get a little better because they need this right now. They need that jolt the way that these, you know, the Philadelphia and Atlanta are catching them.
Was Carrasco, was that his first start tonight or has he had another
second start? He had one last week.
Okay, well, he looked good tonight. I, you know, 4 1/3, 5 hits, 2 earned runs, 5 strikeouts. His ERA is 3.24. You know, any way you slice it, like, if they get him going, because, you know, I know he didn't get the win, blah, 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 but I liked what he did. And if he can give them innings and, you know, a body of work for the rest of the way, that, I mean, that's why they got him, right? So I think that's a huge, a positive sign for me, because if Carrasco can come in and pitch every 5 days where they've lost DeGrom, Syndergaard's not back yet, they've had all these other problems, they've been playing very sloppy baseball, they have not been playing good baseball, and they're blowing it, and the Phillies are up their tuchus. The fact that Carrasco can go out and give them good burn is huge for the Mets.
You know, DeGrom being out is huge, you know, hurt for them. You know, not even just being the 10-day, probably not back till September. This guy was incredible. Tuan Walker has kind of dipped off a little bit since being an all-star. So to have Carrasco come in here and provide a boost, I mean, his first start, I think, was even better than this one. You know, he just got a little bit more run support this time around. First start was better than the bullpen blew it for him. So coming out of the gates and pitching well when, you know, they kind of had him come back later than they thought and kind of drag out that injury, I think, is well. They need that depth. You know, they... Rich Hill's a nice innings eater, but he's not a guy that really makes a difference. So if you can get these other guys boosted up a little bit, you know, Walker, him, you know, Stroman, if they can kind of carry the mantle for now while DeGrom's on the mound, and off the mound and on the mend, then that's huge. They need that because they need those guys to, you know, be big. The bullpen stinks. The bullpen has been terrible for a decade. They keep adding players and they just don't do well. No matter who they bring in, Diaz hasn't lived up. Millie was terrible before that. You know, these guys that they have, they're good for an inning or two, and then all of a sudden they fall apart. So you want these starters to carry the load, and these guys coming back and helping them is going to be big.
Well, I thought tonight, you know, Loop, he gave up no runs. Familia gave up one run. Castro, no runs. He got the win. Smith, the hold, no runs. And May, no runs. And all of them, Familia, Castro, Smith, and May, all pitched an inning. Lou pitched two-thirds of an inning. That was the best use of their bullpen that I've seen in a couple months.
Yeah, that's been a problem for Ross. I mean, Lou's probably their best reliever, or has been for the, you know, most consistent for the year. I mean, you have Diaz in there in the back end, but he's had his ups and downs this year. I never trust Familia. I never have. You know, when they got him out of the closer role and brought up Diaz, like, all right, great, but they still use Familia so much. And I just think that they trust him way too much. I never trust this guy. No matter what he does, Rojas still keeps bringing him in big situations. And he's always making you, you know, just grab the edge of the seat and hold your breath because, you know, at some point he's going to give up something. So, you know, you get as much as you can out of him and get them the hell out of there. And Rojas constantly leaves him in there too much. And it usually costs him because he gives up a run almost every time.
So the Padres blew that game today. Matt Olson, a two-run walk-off double in the 10th inning as the A's rally past the Padres with two runs in the 9th and two more in the 10th. So they were down 4-2 in the 9th, tied it up, and then I don't know, something like that. It was They tied it up, went to extra innings, and then they scored a couple more runs, whatever. But, so what happened was they tied it up in the 9th, right? And then San Diego scored a run in the 10th, and then the A's scored two on the double from Olson. So that was huge for the A's. That was my top play today on ForellOnTheBench.com. Musgrove went 6 innings, gave up only one earned run. He was great today. 3 walks, 5 Ks, 2.87 ERA. Very impressive. The problem was Melanson blew it. 1 inning, 3 hits, 2 earned runs, a walk, and a strikeout, and he didn't get it done at all. Hill gave up an earned run, and that was that. I just want to see, for the sake of it, in terms of who produced, for the A's, you had Olson 2-for-5. Laureano had 1-for-3. Lowry 1-for-4. Chapman 1-for-4. Gomes had an RBI. Chapman an RBI. Lowry an RBI. And then the two RBIs from Olson to win it on the walk-off. Montas, I thought, did pretty well. Six innings, three earned runs, nothing major, eight strikeouts. I didn't think his stuff was bad at all. And then they used Chafin, Diekman, Pettit, and Trevino the rest of the way. They all pitched an inning, and none of them gave up any runs. So that was impressive from the A's bullpen. Huge win from the A's, 61-48. Padres 62-48. And when you look at the standings in terms of everything that's going on, the A's have to keep pace. They're five behind the Astros now in the West, and the Padres are 6.5 behind the Giants in the National League West, and they're three games behind the Dodgers. As far as the wild cards go, the A's have the second wild card, but by only two games over the Yankees, and San Diego has the second wild card. The Dodgers, the first, by three games over the Padres, and the Padres have a four-game lead over the Reds for the second and final wild card. So they've lost Tatis at least for the next, whatever, 8 days, whatever it is. He's on the 10-day. So he's out, and, you know, they won the game the other night, and I think it was Tuesday night, and then they lose tonight today in Oakland in the sunshine. So at the very least, we'll see how they do without Tatis. It all boils down to that. But you can't deny the performance that Musgrove gave him. And I had the same way the other side for the A's. They both pitched really well. One of the games that I'm interested in is the job that the Phillies have done, frankly, on the Nationals this week. I am surprised. The Phillies are within 1.5 of the Mets, and that's in the East. And then as far as, you know, they're six back of the second wild card. So they have a better chance, a way better chance against the Mets to catch the Mets. And they did it again tonight. They beat the Nationals in D.C. 9-5. So they keep getting it done. They've won four in a row. Reese Hoskins homered and drove in three runs. Didi with a two-run shot. And they've won four straight, and they've been kicking the Nationals' ass. Such a badass. He just absolutely is a monster in the block.
I just want to feel my burger finger.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
So the Phillies won that game 9-5 over the Nationals in D.C. Anderson, Hammer, Moore, and Kennedy pitched for the Phillies. And again, not only did Hoskins have the huge home run, you know, and drive in all the runs, but also Didi hits one. And, you know, Harper still driving in runs. He had an RBI single in the third inning. He also had a double to right center, and that drove in a run. So he's driving in runs every night now. And, I mean, I'm telling you, he hit a bomb last night. The guy produces. I don't care what anybody says. Harper, three for five tonight, two RBIs, two runs. He's hitting 306. He's tearing it up. Hoskins goes two for four with two runs and three RBIs. Harper's double off Guerra. And then you got the Didi home run, his ninth in the seventh inning off Rodriguez. Hoskins is 24th in the fifth inning off Espino. And then Harper now has 41 RBIs. And Hoskins with three runs driven in and 66 RBIs now. How about the season Hoskins is putting together in Philadelphia? And Harper with a two-out RBI, he's been tearing it up. So they're giving the Mets all they can handle in that NL East, that's for sure. One thing I just noticed, the Dodgers are kicking the Astros' ass tonight after the Astros blanked them 3-0 last night at Chavez Ravine. This game's going on right now. They're in the bottom of the fifth. And the Dodgers just got a double to start the inning from Seager. Nobody out. And they're already up 5 runs. And just so you know, in this game, so far, you're getting just as usual. Scherzer showing off in this game. In his first start with the Dodgers, I'll tell you what he's doing. I just saw him have his 7th strikeout. He struck out Altuve, who's got 25 home runs and 68 RBIs. So he means business. 5 innings, 4 hits, 2 earned runs, 7 strikeouts, and he's given up a home run. You know, the bottom line is Brantley homered in the first to right field. Scherzer is not immune to giving up home runs. He's like Garrett Cole. He's a great pitcher, and he's feast or famine. He strikes guys out, and he'll give up a home run. He's not spring chicken anymore. But what a rental for the Dodgers to have Max Scherzer. Then they went out and got Cole Hamels. It's not like I believe at all, frankly, in Cole Hamels anymore. Remember, he signed with the Braves or whatever, and I think he pitched 4 times and then got injured and he was done. So that never amounted to a hill of beans in Atlanta. But now he's been in rehab ever since. And the Dodgers have signed Cole Hamels. I'm not sure. I doubt it. I doubt that prospect for me of him doing anything because he just hasn't. Those days seem to me to be long gone, but I could be wrong. Obviously, they know more than I do, the Dodgers, of what they're getting. They must like what they see if they signed him. And they brought him in, so we're going to see what Cole Hamels has left in the tank. But I said today on Coast to Coast, who haven't they signed? I thought, obviously, the Trey Turner, I thought, was a huge addition for him. And he's over 3 in the game tonight. But Trey Turner's hitting just under 300. I don't even think he's in the lineup tonight, actually. I'm looking at Justin Turner here. So he's not, he's obviously not playing tonight. But they got him, right, in that deal with Scherzer. That's weird to me. Is that not weird that they got him and they're not playing him? I don't know. I play that guy every night. I don't care who's pitching. I think he's a great player. But when you got Betts, Muncy, Turner, Justin Turner, Seager, Smith, Smitty, Taylor, Pollock, and Bellinger. I mean, they got it all going tonight. Pollock with a couple RBIs, his 14th home run off Odorizzi. Betts, 2 home runs, 17, his first inning off Odorizzi, nobody on. Second inning off Odorizzi with 1 out. So he's now, he's got number 16 and 17 tonight, I'm pretty sure. And then Smith with 3 RBIs. He's got 51. Betts has 43 RBIs now. Pollock has 42 RBIs now. So the one thing I noticed, Scherzer striking out Altuve. They're still booing Altuve every time he comes to the plate. The other thing I noticed is sold out. The Chavez Ravine is completely packed. Dodger Stadium is packed to the gills to see the Astros. This could be very well be a World Series preview, just like 2017. These two teams are, clearly two of the best teams in baseball, without a doubt. If they can get through their, if they can get the pennant on both sides, they'll meet again. That could very well happen. They're both capable. They've done it. They've shown they can do it. The Astros won the World Series. They're in the playoffs every year. They're dangerous. Whether you like them or not, whether they cheat or not, we know they cheated. I think they cheated from 2017 to 2020. And then, I mean, I definitely think they cheated 18 and 19. They finally got caught is what happened, in my opinion. But they lied through their teeth and say it was only 1 year. And I think they're full of Shaq. But the deal is that they've been really good since 2017. So 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, they've been good. That's just all there is to it. And the Dodgers win that division every year. They're not winning it this year right now. The Giants still have the lead. But that race is not over. And we'll see if they can catch them. And if they don't, they're still going to the playoffs. And you don't want to play the Dodgers in a one-game playoff. You'll lose. And then, if they can get through the National League, they have every chance in the world to repeat or to play the Astros in the World Series. Why not? Look, I think there's good teams in the American League. I'm not going to deny the Red Sox, the Rays, the White Sox. I think the A's are posers. I think they're a wild card team. I think the Astros will obviously not have to play a wild card game, but I think they're very dangerous. And I think you can boo them all you want. I hate them too. I hate that they cheated. I can't stand them. I vilify them as much as everybody else. But I'll tell you this much. I respect them. They're good. I know they're good. I know they win. So I think they're better than, I mean, you can look up and down as far as I'm concerned. In terms of their record and everything, I just think, so Turner tested positive for COVID when I was out. That's why he's not playing. I didn't know that. So now he clears isolation and can return this weekend if he clears all the tests. So that's why Trey Turner hasn't played yet. But when they get him, he means business. Thanks for Mafia giving me that skinny. But here's the deal. I mean, you look at the teams in baseball, and they got the same amount of wins. The Giants have the best record, 67-40. Milwaukee's got 65 wins. The Astros have 65 wins. And Tampa's got 65 wins. And Boston's 64. I mean, I think Tampa's incredible. They were in the World Series. There's no doubt they're still good. I think Boston's tough. But more on the level of, I think, frankly, the A's. I don't think that they're I do not think Boston's better than the White Sox or the Astros. I really don't. I mean, the White Sox have it all, and they have pitching and bullpen. They have Hendricks and Kimbrel. So, I mean, let's face facts. The White Sox, I think I'm pretty sure they have the best home record in baseball, 38-19. Believe it or not, the only other team that is even remotely near that number is the Padres and Tampa. Padres have 36 home wins, and Tampa's got 35 home wins. So the White Sox, they win on the south side of Chicago. That's all there is to it. And they're tough, and they got what you need to win in the postseason is pitching. And they got the pitching. They got the starters. They got guys that can get outs up and down. They got five starters that can knock you down. And they got a bullpen with two great closers, two great relievers, without a doubt. And I keep telling you, they're dangerous. And they got Tony La Russa. And I don't care how effing old he is. That guy knows how to manage. And he knows how to win. And he has won. And he's got rings. So I don't even want to hear it. Bottom line is, that guy gets this team in. They're going to the postseason. And I can't wait to see it. I would love to see that team do well. In fact, I'd rather that they did well, certainly, than the cheating Astros. Terrell on the bench.
As long as you can remember.
There's only ever been one thing in your life that's been there for you.
It's meant memories,
family,
friends.
And yeah, we'll say it.
Fun.
Welcome to your home for talking sports.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, bro, on the bench. bunch. So I'm just, Scherzer just struck out another. He struck out Correa. And Brantley hit a single off of him. He has a home run and a single, a solo shot and a single. And he seems to see the ball really well coming out of his hand. He's not unhittable. This guy, you can hit the ball. You can hit a home run off of him. He makes mistakes. I mean, let's face facts. He's older now. He's not a spring chicken anymore, but he's still got it, man. Like, this guy can pitch every 5 days like a boss, and he's, you know, he's won a World Series. He knows how to win it all. He knows how to win big games. He knows how to win gigantic playoff games and World Series games. He's a big game pitcher still. And I mean, you know, he reminds me of Cole in the sense that Cole gives up home runs. Cole will make two mistakes a night, and that's all there is to it. Like the night that he hit the, like right now, I think he's going to, there's a drive all the way to the wall, but he's going to get lucky and keep that one in the park. Brantley's still at first. 7-2 Dodgers in the sixth, but that was driven to the wall. So the night that Cole pitched the 1-0 shutout in Houston on 129 pitches or whatever, that was his best outing as a Yankee, right? Since the Yankees signed Gerrit Cole and gave him all that money. I mean, more money than God. He's really not done anything spectacular except that night. And that night he was unhittable. And all I know is, and that was even after Spider Tack and all the sticky stuff and all the checking gloves and hats and belts and pants and embarrassing pitchers and humiliating them. He went out and did that after the fact. He did that clean because I do believe that he was a cheater. I do believe that he used the stuff every night. You can call it whatever it is. Everyone uses steroids. They all were doing it. Now, everyone's using sticky stuff. They were all doing it. Well, he was definitely doing it because his numbers fell off the table like a noodle soaking wet out of a bowl of pasta. So all I know is he still was able to go out without all that junk and pitch that night in Houston that Saturday night. It was spectacular. But he's capable of giving up, like in a 1-0 game where he's spectacular, 129 pitches, and he's got a shutout going. He's very capable of giving up a single and then a home run and lose the game 2-1. I'm telling you, he does it all the time where he gives up home runs when you least expect it. But, and so does Scherzer. That's all there is to it. I did want to mention one other thing. And I'm not doing I'm really not doing anything to promote them. But I just have to tell the truth. I mean, honestly, like, Mafia knows I have no endorsements with these people. I'm not doing anything dirty or illegal or anything like that. I swear to God on my mother's grave. But Mafia knows the truth. He knows that I'm a big fan of In-N-Out Burger. and I mean, Mafia, when is the last time you went with me to California or to Vegas and you didn't go to In-N-Out Burger with me?
I can't remember a time before we did.
I mean, but like, you know that we go there every time, right?
Of course. Staple.
Okay, so, I mean, it's just a staple in life. And it is the most fascinating thing in the world to me. I have to tell you, as you know, as a business and I, you know, look, there's a million great places that you can go eat and I get it. So I can sit here and talk great about anybody, but the place fascinates me. And let me tell you why. So, I'm out in Cali surfing and chilling, and every time I go, I have to go to In-N-Out Burger, no matter what, at least once. And I always say, this is like the last thing I really need for my stomach is In-N-Out Burger. You know, I like to go to nice restaurants and eat a good meal and have a, you know, everybody's drinking wine and everything else, partying. Everybody's getting their swerve on, having a big steak, whatever. Pasta, Italian, I don't care what it is. I like seafood, right? So I can eat seafood. 34C hates it. My kids, Gunner loves it. Chop doesn't. It is what it is. The women don't like the seafood. The guys do. It is what it is. But every year, no matter what, come hell or high water, if I'm out there for anything, fights in Vegas or in Cali surfing, I go to In-N-Out Burger. at least once. And with Mafia and Carver High, automatic. It's just automatic. I mean, and with them, there's potential for anything goes. Like you could get, you know, they're, let's just be honest. You could get really baked and go to In-N-Out Burger, or you can go, you know, with your family and just be normal and go to the, you know, In-N-Out Burger and have your burger and fries and shake and you're on your way. You can go in Vegas and you could be torn up, drunk. Carver High could be obliterated on 40 beers. Mafia could have like 15 Jack and Cokes. I could be over there, Thumb City. And then, you know, it's In-N-Out Burger time. And like everybody's in. There's no one ever says no to me when I'm going to In-N-Out Burger. So the thing that fascinates me about that place, Mafia, is two things. One is that one chick owns that place. It is one chick. She is the heir to that fortune, right? So it turns out like her grandfather, father, then they all died and left it for her. And she's like 37 years old and she is literally drowning in money. I mean, just drowning. She's engulfed in money. I mean, it is just pouring in. I mean, she makes Floyd Mayweather look broke. And Floyd Mayweather, is there anyone that shows off his money more than money Mayweather? No one. The money team. Your boy Floyd, he's a buddy of mine. I love Leonard and Floyd. They're Leonard Ellerbe and Floyd Mayweather are buddies of mine. Carver High and Mafia know that's true. Floyd won't do radio interviews. He only does when the lights go on and the cameras. He'll do that. But he really doesn't have time to do radio. But he always did my show. And he always loved me. And he always shows off money like no other. I saw him today showing off a stack. Like it was literally, the stack was this big. It was the size of an accordion. It was literally like it was a foot long, the stack of money, all hundreds. He's always showing off his money. But this chick, and I don't know her name or anything like that. I know of her. I know the story. And she doesn't show off her money. She just makes a ton of money. And I mean, you have to imagine, Mafia, this chick. She's got, in California, they're everywhere. In Arizona, in Nevada, right? And Texas. That's the only places that In-N-Out Burger are located. From what I've learned is that's where they are and nowhere else. Now, I find that to be a huge mistake because I have never in my life seen a place as crowded as In-N-Out Burger for any kind of fast food place or, you know, a drive-through or, you know, Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King, all that business. Sonic Burger, Taco Bell. I mean, it goes on and on. Jack in the Box, Del Taco. I can't keep track of all. But I have never in my life seen anything like it. Does not matter where I go or when I go. It doesn't matter what time I go. I could go at noon. I could go at 4. I could go at 7:30. I could go at midnight. I could go, they stay open, I think, most of them, some of them later than others, but I think Vegas stays up later. But like in the one I went to in Cali was open till, I think it was in Capistrano, it was open till 1 in the morning. I went at like 7:30 at night. And I mean to tell you, there was a line. It was a double drive-through. It was a double drive-through, Mafia, with, you know, both sides of the building has the drive-through. So when you go into the parking lot, it splits into the buildings in the middle and it splits off into two driveways, one on each side of the building. They literally had 5 tables, maybe 6, outside in between where the building is. And then the drive-throughs go to the right and to the left, and right down the middle is the restaurant. And then right next to it, there's like 6 tables at like a park bench. They're like 6 round tables, small round tables with marble tops, whatever. And they just make it like, here's the 6 tables we're going to give you. There's no room for anybody else. Anybody else that wants to get it and eat there, they got to stand out in the road and eat their burger. Because the place is, I mean, packed like sardines into this place. The line of people going in to buy it on foot is 100 deep. The car lines are 100 deep. And I mean to tell you, they build them in places that can handle the line of cars that line up. They line up. And I mean to tell you, I pulled up to this place at 7:30 at night in the middle of nowhere in Capistrano, California. And I'm like, what in the F is going on here? I mean, you would have thought I was going to a Dodger game trying to get into the Chavez Ravine. It was 100 deep. And I mean, these people, all of these fat asses sit in their cars and trucks and wait in this line, this never-ending line. And then they have a chick that goes out and she works. She's got her little uniform on, her little uniform and hat. She's out there with a clipboard. She's got the whole thing going. She's digitally on an iPad. She's doing the orders. And so when the car gets up to the window, they got their food ready. So they start taking the orders out in the line. And I mean, this line is, you know, I'm not even kidding you. It's the longest line you ever saw in your life for fast food. And I mean, I pulled up and I got out. I parked and I'm like, I'm going to get one of these six tables. So 34C went into the In-N-Out. She's in there ordering up all these burgers and fries and shakes. And I'm out there waiting for somebody to get up from one of those tables. I'm a dive bomber. I went right on one of them. And I finally got one. And then I sat there and I ate the most perfect In-N-Out burger. I mean, it was so good. I mean, it was so perfect. And I mean, just perfect. It's like not even like if you ever, no offense to anybody else, like McDonald's or Wendy's or any of these people. No offense to them. I like all of them. But they're, you know, sometimes it's a little sloppy and there's like a little, you know, you got like maybe the bun moving around a little bit or might be too much sauce and it's just all over the place. And there's just, you know, it's sloppy. But In-N-Out, I mean, it's almost like it's a dream. It's not even real how perfect their burgers are. they're just perfect. And as I'm eating this perfect burger and these French fries are made, they make them right there. They cut the potatoes and make them right there. Their French fries are better than sex. I mean, they are literally, they kill everyone, including McDonald's. Now, McDonald's French fries are Gandhi. I love them. They are awesome. But there is nothing better on earth than In-N-Out burgers and their fries and shakes. I mean, and Sonic has all these best shakes in the world. You know what? Good for you, because nothing is better than In-N-Out burger. Nothing. And that chick, I mean, I need to have an affair with her. She's worth like $50 billion selling the most perfect burger you've ever. The double-double is so perfect. It is the greatest burger ever. In fact, Mafia right now is absolutely frothing at the mouth to have a double-double from In-N-Out and a big old bag of fries and a milkshake. I mean, I may go on a road trip right now. I may get a flight.
Scotty, my buddy's a fan of yours in Vancouver, Canada, so he hears you crystal clear. I thought I'd let you know that.
Time after time, I sit and I wait for your call.
Dodgers up on the Astros 7-2. Scherzer's been great tonight at Chavez Ravine. Giants lead the D-backs 3-1 in Zona, bottom six, and those are the only two live games going on right now. Cubs beat the Rockies 3-2, Royals 9-1 over the White Sox, Angels and Ohtani 2-1 over the Rangers, Braves 7-4 over the Cardinals, Mets 5-3 over the Marlins, Jays 8-6 over the Tribe, Phillies 9-5 over the Nationals, A's and 10 over the Padres 5-4, Rays 4-3 over the Mariners, Reds 6-5 over the Twins, Red Sox 4-1 over the Tigers, Yankees 10-3 over the Orioles, Brewers 4-2 over the Pirates. So the other thing that I'm upset about is the Canelo Alvarez, Caleb Plant negotiations completely broke off. They were not able to hammer out a deal to fight on September 18th in Vegas at the T-Mobile Arena. Everybody thought they were fighting. I thought they were fighting. I thought they had it all going. They did. They negotiated. They went at each other forever, and they were not able to get a deal done. And they broke down, and they both walked away. They both went their separate ways. And I know that Leonard Ellerbe thinks Plant would have beaten Canelo Alvarez. He also said, my friend Leonard said that he thinks that Terrence Crawford is the best pound for pound fighter on the planet. And I, you know, I think Terrence Bud Crawford's a badass. I do think personally that Canelo Alvarez is better. I think Canelo Alvarez is the best fighter in the world right now. Ellerbe thinks Plant would have beaten Canelo. Canelo would have been a heavy favorite over Plant. Ellerbe said he would have beaten him. Now we're not going to see him fight. All we have is Pacquiao and Spence coming up on August 21st. I'll see you tomorrow at 4 Eastern on Coast to Coast. Good night, everybody.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.